Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian, Matt,
and Bonnie.
Starting things out here tonight, the latest on the Russia-Ukraine situation, at least the latest propaganda.
Right.
Is what we can bring you here tonight. We can bring you propaganda from both sides, which is one of the nice things. I mean, there's no nice thing about war. War is, it's awful. It's hell. I hope to never have to be involved or anywhere close to one. But at least now in 2022, we have the ability to actually go and get the propaganda from both sides. Because if you think about it, you know, 30 years ago, you had the Gulf War, right?
Right.
And all you got was CNN.
Yep.
And
Wolf Blitzer, our hero.
Yeah, whatever it was that CNN told you, that was the truth. That mm-hmm. was what people were expected to believe, and there was no alternative option. You could not go to Saddam Hussein's blog.
Yeah, and while we're talking about that particular time in history with that particular network, that was also the time in history and the network that changed a lot of things about the news as we knew it, because they got caught filming live from Kuwait from a rooftop in L.A.
That was years later, right?
Was that years later?
I don't remember. I remember hearing about it.
That they were putting on their gas masks and stud and their, wow. their helmets and their, you know, on the news cast with fake air raid sirens going off around them. And, you know, it was horrible. Absolutely idiotic. And it was bad acting as well. And they got busted for it.
Yeah.
And apparently they got in big trouble for it. But at that moment...
But they're still there. I mean,
people still trust them.
Well, here's the deal. At that moment, up until then, news was expected to report the news. After that, every single news agency in the country had their lawyers go out and change their DBA to say XYZ News and Entertainment. So if they put
really,
yeah. So if they put and entertainment after it, they can make up whatever they want. And that's basically what they've been doing ever since.
Yeah.
Well.
So now we actually have the ability, as long as your internet isn't censored, and strangely, I cannot get to RT's website from my computer. But if I go on my phone and if I go on the phone's data connection instead of using our internet connection here, I can get to RT. So it might just be some sort of weird fluke.
Now you got me want to do it.
Awfully strange timing in that case. Mm-hmm. So RT, for those listeners that aren't familiar, is Russia Today. It is the equivalent of the BBC, because for listeners that don't know, the BBC is funded by the British government. I mean, they've got some great programming and everything, which is unusual for a government channel. But the BBC is a government operation. And so is RT. That's what Russia Today is. They are available... Yeah, are you on my Wi-Fi or are you on next door?
I'm going to try next door now.
Okay. So now we have the ability to go and get the other perspective. Also, RT is run by the Russian government. So is there? They've got like a radio alternative known as Sputnik. So I was able to get to Sputnik from my laptop here in the studio. And anyway, the point here is that we no longer have to rely on Western media. We can actually go and see what the other side, quote-unquote, is saying. And I want to make it clear, I am not taking a side in this situation. I don't know what the truth is, and I know one thing's true. One thing is for sure true. Government people lie.
Incessantly. They don't even know how to be honest anymore.
And that includes... Joe Biden, and that includes Putin,
absolutely.
And that includes the people in the media on mm-hmm. both sides, whether they be state-run media or whether they be supposedly not state-run media like CNN and the rest of them here in the United States that obviously don't question anything in any significant manner. They take whatever the government's press release is and they run it on the air as though it's the news.
Yep.
That's
and,
what
but,
we have.
You know, anything that isn't one of those two sides is absolutely conspiracy theory.
Oh, yeah. Until it becomes fact.
Until it becomes fact.
Which is what happened in the last 2 years with all the COVID stuff.
Right. Earlier on this show, we were talking, well, a few days ago, we were talking about how those two states, the most easternmost states in Ukraine, declared their independence, mm-hmm. and Russia was claiming that they were respecting those states' independence, and that's all they were going to do. They were going to go into those two states. But now they've went further than those two states for one thing. And for another thing, who knows if this is real or not, but I've seen pictures of them putting up Russian flags, so that's not really respecting the sovereignty of some place by putting your flag up.
Where was the flag put up? Do you know?
I don't know.
I don't either. I heard about it, but I didn't follow that particular story.
So I was just like, I can't even think that they're trying to respect a place's sovereignty who declared independence anymore. I just don't really know what to think.
Well, the people who declared independence in those places are Russian separatists, basically, or they're people that don't want to be part of Ukraine, but they, for whatever reason, decided to go the route of we're going to secede mm-hmm. instead of declare our independence with Russia. Now, whatever the reason, the political reason for that was, that's the way they ended up going in 2014. We did talk about that the other day, but clearly these are Russian, in a lot of cases, Russian-born, Russian families. They speak Russian. They are definitely, probably would be interested in being brought back into the fold of the Russian state.
I'm not sure why anybody would want to be part of any state.
I don't know either, but that's unfortunately the part, the situation we find ourselves in, Matt, is we are in the minority.
I know.
Those of us who are libertarian.
I don't need a flag, and I don't need a parental figure.
This is what states get you.
Yeah.
This bombings. Life being destroyed. There's a story here in the mainstream media, MSN has it, from the Daily Beast. Beyond evil, hospital bombing is just the beginning for Ukraine. So you have, on one hand, mainstream media claiming a ballistic missile has hit outside a Ukrainian hospital on Thursday, killing two civilians, in a sign that Putin's military is paying little regard to civilian life in its invasion plans. And then you have Putin claiming that they're only targeting military targets, that they are specifically, I've got the article from last night, this came out as the attacks started, the supposed bombings and such started, where the Russian Defense Ministry is asserting that it is not attacking Ukrainian cities, contrary to claims from other sources. Ukrainian civilians are not under threat, according to the statement from the Russian Defense Ministry.
Huh.
Now, again, we know all of these people are liars, so I don't know what's happening exactly, but we do know things are going boom, right? Like,
yes.
That's easy enough to prove. There's video. There's people on the ground. That's true. But if a ballistic missile hits outside of a hospital, now it didn't hit the hospital, just kind of, I guess, hit the parking lot or something like that, does that necessarily mean Russia launched it?
Hard to say. I mean, well, you can look at it this way, too. It doesn't really matter because it's a bunch of armed, uniformed scumbags fighting each other and dragging everybody else into the middle of it, even if they don't want to be. They're playing a game of soccer in the middle of your picnic.
Sure.
And it's you were picnicking there first. So, and if you want to, I don't know if you saw the footage, but by the way, RT is coming up through the Nextdoor's connection.
It's very weird.
Only in a mutated HTML-y looking
version.
Weird, man. So it's not, this isn't working. That is strange. Maybe RT's just down.
Maybe they're getting hit hard or something. That's possible. So,
but that said, there was some footage earlier. I don't know if you saw this, but it was on Twitter. It was all over the place, really. A lady and her obviously very, very young child looking out the window of their house, hearing the jets flying over and so forth.
This is in Ukraine?
Yeah. And next thing you know, there's a fighter jet comes about 50 feet above their house with a missile,
an
air-to-air missile chasing it, and it buries the missile into their lawn, right on the side of their house. This little kid screaming. This guy in a fighter jet was so adamant about joining the military so he could, bury his enemy's missile in their next-door neighbor's side yard. So, yeah, you know, it was absolutely horrible to think that it looked at first. Like, a lot of people think that jet launched the missile, but I think that jet was getting chased by the missile, and he decided to get close enough to the ground and have the missile hit the ground instead of his plane. But
that's terrifying, right?
Absolutely, like, terrifying to watch that.
The fact that, you know, people have to go through this because the state people want to fight over some territory, it's absolutely horrible. If you want to weigh in here, the number is 603-283-6160. What have you seen? What do you believe about what's going on over in Ukraine? Because it's just propaganda versus propaganda. So who knows what the truth is?
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here if you want. You can take control of the airwaves. You don't have to talk about the Ukraine situation, although it is a pretty serious thing going on there, especially for the people living there that have to deal with random missiles hitting their apartment complexes and or just out in the, I guess, out in a parking lot of a hospital. Luckily, one of them didn't hit the hospital itself, but still two people apparently perished because of that. But just because a missile flies into a facility doesn't necessarily mean it was Russia that shot it. How do we know the Ukraine government gang wouldn't kill their own people in order to make Russia look as though it's attacking areas it didn't intend to
attack? Absolutely, got to get people riled up.
Well, right, because if you want to turn this into a full on-out, all-out war, then the international community needs to be outraged.
Yeah, and the United States has been known to fake things in order to get the American public to want to go to war, so I wouldn't be surprised if the Americans shot the missile at the civilians.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? And you're right, Bonnie. There have been so many different examples of what some would call a false flag. It was the Vietnam War. That was a false flag that got the U.S. into the Vietnam War. And there have been other examples of this in the past.
And Russia has caught the U.S. and stopped them from doing false flags they were going to attempt to do
have
in
they really?
Syria.
Mm-hmm. So, and again, we don't know what the truth is about this situation right now. It's a developing thing. Maybe we'll find out some truths later on. But how do you know what to trust? How do you know what reports are accurate? What reports are honest? I don't. And I'm not claiming to, but
well, you know, one thing is true is John Kerry wants Vladimir Putin to know that just because there's an invasion going on between his country and the one next door, that that's no reason to take his eye off the ball when it comes to climate change.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to really be considering that real hard.
Is that right John now. Kerry, the one that ran against Bush?
Yes.
Wow.
The VP
candidate.
I didn't
know he still existed.
Yeah. So if you want to weigh in here, you can, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. By the way, Bitcoin price took a dive last night at around the same time the bomb started dropping, but it's back up. It came back up to where it was yesterday already, so it's sort of around, I think, 38,000-39,000 today.
I'd like it if it went down a lot more. We need a buying opportunity here.
Well, I mean, this is a buying opportunity. It's down from $68,000 in November.
And I'm just greedy.
$30,000 off of that right now. You can go to Bitcoin.com, learn the basics about cryptocurrency. In fact, right now, they're talking about sanctions against Russia, sanctioning them by prohibiting them from using the SWIFT banking system. Now, Biden apparently has said he's not calling for that, although there are a bunch of other sanctions he's going to be bringing into place, more so than what he'd announced on Tuesday, so they're adding more sanctions to that now. But if they'd cut Russia off from the banking systems, the global SWIFT international banking system, then you might see Russia getting really interested in cryptocurrency.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah. Bitcoin.com is where you can go to learn about crypto, like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Hit Get Started at the top of the page, and that's where you'll find some introductory videos. You got to learn the basics. There are some new ideas. There's a little bit of a learning curve, but it doesn't take that long to get the basics down.
It's easy.
Click Get Started at the top of the page over at Bitcoin.com. And if you want the latest news headlines anytime about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin Cash, head over to news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. So we're just going to compare propaganda here on this topic because I think that's just the most useful thing that we can do is not just take one side's opinions, not take one side's quote-unquote news and get it from both sides. And if there's a third side out there, I want to hear that too. Like, you know, the people that are actually on the ground. To me, that's probably the most honest thing that you can hear is somebody with a video camera. You just showed us a clip during the break, Matt, of some lady filming out the window of her home as a jet. Not sure what brand, right? Don't know if it was a Ukraine jet or a Russian jet. But some jet comes out of nowhere, and then there's a missile either that the jet launched or was trailing the jet.
It looked like it was trailing it. You saw it behind it, so it couldn't have come out of
that. Then runs into what appears the apartment complex,
just like
a few doors down.
Literally hit whatever was next to her house, that's for sure.
Pretty terrifying stuff. Those videos, pretty hard to fake. Those are pretty believable. But then again, you don't really know who's firing what, and you really have no idea what
you're
seeing.
There's probably a fighter jet expert out there who can tell us which one was on the run and which one was doing the attacking.
So according to Russia Today, which is the Russian government's official propaganda arm, they say this. Again, this came out last night. The Russian Defense Ministry is claiming that its armed forces are attacking Ukrainian military facilities as part of the ongoing operation in the country. Precision weapons are being used against military infrastructure, air defense sites, military airfields, and aircraft, statement quoted by RIA Novosti. Now, we know that when the government claims they're using precision, that doesn't mean anything.
That can kill a wedding party and some babies.
Right, or a hospital or whatever, right? We've seen how the U.S.'s precision attacks have gone.
Yeah, they gauge everything by a nuke. So if it doesn't kill as many people as a nuke, it was precision.
But that said, Russia's claiming they're not attacking the cities. They're claiming they're not attacking civilians. They're claiming they're only going after the military. The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, confirmed the nation's military sites were under attack. Under a video address last night, he announced martial law in the country, called on Ukrainians to stay calm and preferably not leave their homes. He said Ukraine was strong and will defeat anyone. Earlier Thursday, Vladimir Putin announced he had authorized a special military operation. Not a war, mind you.
Special military operation.
Is that like the police operations are going on in this area so you can't come over here?
Basically, yeah. You're referring to a video we saw from Ottawa.
They do that in any situation. Sure. Sorry, there's police operations going on right here so you can't come over here and film us.
So, listen to this. Putin said the goal of the special military operation was to, quote, demilitarize and denazify Russia's neighbor. To demilitarize and denazify.
Russia said that about Ukraine?
Yeah, this is what Putin from Russia said about the operations in Ukraine.
So the people of the Ukraine are there's a lot of Nazis in Ukraine?
That seems to be what he was suggesting.
That is so laughable.
Wow. I wouldn't have expected something like that from Putin. Usually Putin's the one that's like, seems like he stays away from that woke crap. You know what I mean? Seems like the rest of the world leaders are like the more likely one to be like, we're just fighting against Nazi hate. And Putin's like, no, I just want to kill people.
Well, I don't listen to a lot of what Putin says, so I'll take your word on that one, Bonnie.
It's like his general character. I just wouldn't expect that from him.
It's propaganda, right? So he's saying, we're going after the Nazis. Okay.
My God.
Who could be against that, right?
Right.
But then on the other hand, they're, quote, unquote, to demilitarize the Ukraine. That's a war,
yeah.
Right? Like, he's saying this is a special military operation to, quote, demilitarize Ukraine. Well, when you attack military sites your military, it's basically what defines a war.
A country, yeah.
Well,
or anyone, really. If you try to take anybody's ability to defend themselves away, you are committing an act of war against them, whether it's a cop against a U.S. citizen or if it's some giant government against some other smaller government or giant government.
Yep.
Well, in this case, Bonnie, Ukraine has already been disarmed by its own government, but now the government gang in Ukraine wants to give out guns to the people because now they've decided it's valuable to have their people that are armed.
A bunch of people who don't know how to use guns now have guns. Great.
Right, there's more coming up here. It's 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can weigh in here on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is vowing freedom will prevail after Russia invades Ukraine. Speaking from the White House, Biden announcing new sanctions that target banks and Russia's elite class. Biden also saying he'll do what he can to keep energy prices low for Americans.
I will do everything in my power to limit the pain the American people are feeling at the gas pump. This is critical to me. But this aggression cannot go unanswered. If it did, the consequences for America would be much worse.
Ukraine is reporting nearly 60 fatalities as part of that invasion. The country's Minister of Healthcare also saying 170 people have been injured. He noted the casualties include medical workers. After starting the day with the Dow down 800 points, the Dow finished up 92. This is USA Radio News. Former Education Secretary John B. King Jr. is calling on President Biden to cancel student debt. King Jr. saying the nation's outstanding student loan debt is indisputably a crisis, writing in an op-ed that the crushing weight of student debt is preventing people from considering buying a home or even beginning a family. The Postal Service is finalizing plans for a new fleet of gas-powered vehicles.
The United States Postal Service said it's now cleared the final regulatory hurdle to placing orders for next-generation mail vehicles and getting some of them on delivery routes by next year, despite pushback from the Environmental Protection Agency. The U.S. Postal Service's fleet comprises of more than 230,000 vehicles, including 190,000 local delivery vehicles that are due to be replaced. The decision allows the Postal Service to proceed with placing the first order that will include at least 5,000 electric-powered vehicles.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and the phones are open here. You can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Matt, and Bonnie in the studio here tonight. We're talking about the propaganda. We are looking at both sides. And when I say both sides, I mean the Russian side and the Western media side of what's going on in Ukraine in the last 24 to 48 hours, where a little bit earlier this week, Vladimir Putin announced that he was going to be backing up the independence movements in both Donetsk and Luhansk, I believe it is, which is the Donbas region, the easternmost region of Ukraine, two states that had declared independence as People's Republics in 2014 on what was purportedly a legitimate vote. Again, we looked at that too. Like, one side says it's not legitimate. The other side says it is legitimate. The side that says it is legitimate said 89% in Donetsk voted for independence in this vote. The other side said, well, we caught some of these activists with 100,000 ballots pre-filled out with the secession vote on.
Of course.
So who knows,
of course,
you know, what the real story is there. But, of course, the reality is that particular area is highly Russian as far as its language is concerned.
Yeah, language and culture and so forth tends to be a lot more Russian than Ukrainian.
It borders Russia. The people there, a lot of them, legitimately do believe themselves to be Russian. Now, they didn't vote to join Russia, quote-unquote, but they voted to declare themselves independent from Ukraine. Maybe the long-term plan is to join Russia, and they ostensibly reached out to Putin and said, hey, will you acknowledge us finally? Because he didn't do it previously. But now all of a sudden he decided he was going to. And so he said, all right, well, I'm going to acknowledge these two independent states as independent states, and therefore we're going to roll our tanks and our troops in there to support these independent states in their fight for independence against the Ukraine government. And so that was kind of the official propaganda from the Russian side as far as what was going on. But then, all of a sudden last night, the news was there are explosions all over Ukraine. And so it had gone from, we're just going to roll troops into these two states, which are not part of Ukraine, because then it's not an invasion of Ukraine if you don't believe that it's Ukraine, right? Then it's just a, we're just here to be peacekeepers. That was what the official story was from Russia at that time. But then you got bombs going off, apparently, in all other places in Ukraine, and then the statement comes out from Russia that we are attacking the military.
Mm.
This isn't a war. This is a special military operation, but we're doing everything we would do in a war, which is to attack the military.
Well, I saw online that there seemed to be some bombs dropping in some places that were not military targets.
Yes, indeed. And that is the what you're going to see in the Western media. So that's I was giving you the Russian propaganda side of the story. The Western propaganda side of the story is Russia's just dropping bombs on everybody. They're killing innocent people. There's a hospital bombing, that even though it didn't actually hit the hospital. There's been people that have had missiles fly into their apartment buildings, and they said 40 people died last night, but then other reports said the 40 people were all Russian military.
Well, you know,
Russian military, Ukrainian military.
As we see on a pretty regular basis, you hear people say the truth probably lies somewhere
in between.
I think that's not even the truth. I think it's probably the truth is probably somewhere completely undercover and, you know, hidden from us and will be forever. But I did see one conspiracy theory earlier. And it had to do with people are making connections that probably, you know, there's no proof that they're there, but it is interesting to think of. Apparently, Moderna, the maker of one of the COVID-19 vaccines, mm-hmm. had a patent on a gene sequence that back in 2016, and a 1 in a trillion chance occurred, and that same sequence popped up in COVID-19. So this gene sequence that they invented in 2016 just happened to pop up in the COVID-19 virus itself. It's a 1 in 3 trillion chance is what they said, that's organic, that it just occurred naturally. So, and another thing is apparently a lot of the places that are getting wailed on by Russia in Ukraine are also places where there are Western biolabs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I wonder what that means.
I don't know.
There's always stuff going on that we're never going to hear about. Mm-hmm.
What's the real motivation?
Yeah, what's the real
kind of
story here?
Yeah, why did he wait until now?
Right.
Why did he use that excuse?
Mm-hmm. What did Joe Biden know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when did they know? You know, somebody was spotting like Air Force One and a whole bunch of other government-style passenger planes taking off out of Dallas or out of Dulles and other airports in the D.C. area like 3 days ago, and they were getting people out, like important people, out of Washington D.C.
I wonder why.
Yeah, where were they taking them? You know, they take these people, they keep them safe. You know,
mm-hmm.
you're never going to be able to take out a politician. They keep these people so rock solid safe. You know, and from each other even.
Well, Putin is saying that there's going to be serious consequences for anyone that steps in, like unbelievable levels of consequences. Biden has, to his credit so far, and it's only 2 days in, right? So it's not, I don't want to give him too much credit, but he has not said that they intend to actually have a fight with Russia on this. He is ordering troop buildups. For instance, Germany, with thousands more troops being ordered to the ready in Germany. Again, these are some of the nearby states to Ukraine. But he specifically has said that he does not intend to, now, of course, intentions change, but that he doesn't intend to have a fight, you know, a military fight.
Yeah, and that's just
going to
create, that's the whole right wing is going to call him a coward, and that's, you know.
Actually, a lot of the right wingers are being anti-war on this.
Really?
From what I've seen. I mean, I don't follow all of them, but like Candace Owens, for instance, you read some of her quotes recently on Twitter or whatever, they're very anti-war on this. So apparently, you know, when the Republicans aren't in office, all of a sudden they get a little more anti-war than they had.
Oh,
previously.
Wow, that never happens.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute, that actually happens every single time anything happens.
So, we're going to see how this plays out. Unfortunately, people are losing their lives because these people are fighting over this landmass, basically, at this point. There's a story here in the media claiming that... I thought I saw some. Let's see. Headline here was that Putin apparently a Kremlin is demanding Kyiv surrender at this point. So they're saying we've got you, it's over. But is it? Well, only time is going to tell. Now Trump apparently has weighed in, and MSN has a report on this. Trump has continued to laud Vladimir Putin even as an impending invasion of Ukraine looms. He released a statement on Twitter saying Putin was, quote, playing Biden. How did he release a statement on Twitter? He's not on Twitter anymore.
Don't.
Saying Putin was playing Biden like a drum, unquote. The former president was also filmed at Mar-a-Lago calling Putin pretty smart for taking over Ukraine for, quote, $2 worth of sanctions, unquote. He has continued to praise Putin even as the full-scale attack is looming. And then it just goes on to repeat itself there. But Trump's making some headlines. By the way, did you hear that his... Trump Social thing, the Truth Social, launched earlier this week?
I heard it was kind of floppy.
Yeah, it was a bit of a bumpy launch. Apparently their website crashed when people were trying to get in there and get registered. And for whatever reason, they launched this thing with only Apple iPhone or iOS support. So if you've got an Android device and you wanted to get on Trump's new social media platform, sorry.
Huh.
You can't. And they say the Android app is coming soon, but they've had months to get this thing ready. Like, why would you launch in a half-assed way like that?
I wonder how many of these programmers and developers are just taking these rich people for a ride. My mom told me, I'm from upstate New York, mm-hmm. and there's a wealthy billionaire family in central New York, right where I'm from, and apparently this guy, they own a big steel company there, and the latest news on him is he wants to start his own cryptocurrency, so he's hired this whole crew of developers to, like... They're going to charge him millions of dollars to give him an Ethereum token.
Probably true, which costs like nothing to create. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can weigh in on the Ukraine situation or bring up whatever is on your mind. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. It's war by any other name, it seems like, in Ukraine with the Russian military and Vladimir Putin claiming it is just a special military operation to quote-unquote demilitarize Ukraine. So, yeah, you don't do that without, you know, like full-on warring kind of actions. And that seems to be what's going on out there. Of course, we only have propaganda to go on. And that's we're sharing with you some of the propaganda from both sides here tonight, so you can, you know, make up your own mind about what you think is going on out there. With you tonight, it is Ian,
Matt,
and Bonnie.
Don't forget to join us online over at freetalklive.com. We post our show prep on and our opinions on our social media site. You can go to social.freetalklive.com, and you can follow most of the hosts over there. Bonnie, I know you and I have accounts over at social.freetalklive.com. Of course, the show has an official account as well.
Captain has one.
That's right.
Aria has one.
Social.freetalklive.com will take you right over there. It is a Mastodon-based site, just like the Trump site is, which is the weird thing about the Trump social thing, or Truth Social, as he's calling it. He just used Mastodon. They didn't. All they did was they took Mastodon, which is open source, so anybody can copy the code. They made some tweaks to it, so they did some customizations. This is my understanding. I have not used the actual site, but this is my understanding of it. Number one, I can't under my bail conditions, but number two, even if I could, I don't have an iPhone, so I can't use it in that way. But it's just Mastodon. They went and they renamed on Mastodon when you type something and you post it, it's called Toot, T-O-O-T.
Which I hate that name.
It's silly.
Sounds like a little the way a mom talks about a fart to a little kid.
But Mastodon is an elephant icon, so it's supposed to be the elephant too.
And that's why it's even worse. It's like, just...
but it's funny at least. And so on the Trump social site, they changed it to Truth. You truthing.
Retarded. It doesn't make sense. Like in your sentence. Verb. Yeah. I sent a truth. That's stupid.
Or when you retweet, it's called retruth on Trump's site?
God, that just does not work.
Why is it that they didn't release an Android app? All they did was just, you know, retool Mastodon. Anyway, you can, if you want to see what Mastodon's like, we've been running one for a couple of years now over at social.freetalklive. I guess maybe just over a year. Social.freetalklive.com. You can join the site there. Let's go to AC, calling us from Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, AC.
Hey, guys. Hey. I heard your question about Putin's crack about Nazis and Ukraine.
Yeah, he said he was going to denazify Ukraine.
Yeah, and what he's referring to is bad blood between the Russians and Ukrainians since the 30s.
Hmm.
And this is a movement that was started when Russia annexed Ukraine in the 30s, and of course you had the starvation after that. You know, Ukraine never willingly went over to Stalin's Russia, the Soviet Union. So there was a movement called the Banderites. You can Wikipedia that. And this movement really peaked out during World War II when the Germans invaded. And they, of course, got the Ukrainian insurgent army to side with the Nazis, and they fought the Soviets. So, this, you know, they still refer to this today, and you'll see if you followed like the 2014-2015 Ukrainian war, they would refer a lot to Banderites. And,
so you're saying that in the case of the Nazis back then, the enemy of my enemy is my friend as far as the Ukrainians are concerned. That's why they teamed up with them?
Well, when the Nazis invaded in 1941, a lot of Ukrainians welcomed them because they were liberating them from the
Soviets, the Russians.
From the communists.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they there was a lot of Ukrainians that, you know, they're very nationalist, they're very patriotic, and they didn't appreciate the Russians coming in and running all their business, and of course they didn't run it too well. So this was a resistance organization.
So is Putin suggesting that the Nazis are still there in the Ukrainian government by saying he wants to denazify them?
Did we lose you?
AC? Oh, man, he was very knowledgeable about,
that was interesting.
About the situation.
It's going well.
It sounds like in the United States, when a politician calls someone a Nazi, it's just them being a stupid leftist who calls everyone a Nazi. So that's what it sounds like to us when Russia says, I'm going to denazify Ukraine.
But in this case, he's referring to some history that happened there. AC, you're welcome to call back. I don't know what happened. I think maybe you're dropped out of a cell or something like that. We'd be happy to hear back from you and finish that conversation. The number is 603-283-6160. The president of Ukraine said that this is a morning which will go down in history. This is according to the sun.co.uk. Russia has taken the path of evil, he said. Russia, he said, further has attacked our state in a cunning way like Nazi Germany did in World War II. So you literally have both sides calling each other Nazis in this conflict. Zelensky, that's the president there, said the government will provide weapons to people who want them and urged anyone with military experience to step forward. He added, quote, we will fight for our country and we will support our country in the squares of each town. He added the armed forces are, quote, ready. Ukraine will not give up its independence and urged people to make blood donations. On the other hand, Vladimir Putin was quoted saying, to anyone who would consider interfering from outside, if you do, you will face consequences greater than any you have faced in history.
The Ukrainian president said that?
That was Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Hmm. Now I hope that Biden just listens to that and says, oh, let me just stay out of this.
Hope so. Ministry advisor Anton Hereshenko said Russian troops had landed in Odessa and separately were moving into Kharkiv. Hereshenko said, either Ukraine and the world will stop the new Hitler now, he's referring to Putin in this case, or there will be a third world war. Ukraine's ambassador to the UN told his Russian counterpart, there is no purgatory for war criminals. They go straight to hell.
Well, you know what it means since both sides are calling each other Nazis. It means they both lose.
Well, everybody loses in a war, right? Like anybody who, quote-unquote, wins the war has lost probably tens of thousands, if not more, human lives on their side. So there's really never any kind of winner to a war. There's just the side that gets to possess the property, the spoils, if you will.
And that would, you know, you just said the magic word, too. You know, it would prevent all this crap, as if people believed in and defended private property. There's really no need to have governments doing that for us.
Yeah.
We have, you know, each person defends their own property. That's really all that needs to be done. You don't need gigantic groups of militaries to handle it, because that's not what they end up doing. They end up just destroying it all. And
I want to bring AC back in here. He just, I noticed his number just called back in. Is this AC?
Yes, this is AC again.
All right, go ahead. You were making a point there, and something happened to your connection. Go ahead.
Yeah, I fell out. Broke up and fell out. But, the Ukrainian insurgent army wound up fighting both the Germans and the Soviets and continued after the end of World War II. And they were eventually compromised by communists in the intelligence community that basically put the Soviets onto the their groups that were left. There were groups like that called the Forest Brothers in Lithuania and Ukraine that fought the Soviets after VE Day. So it's a complicated history there. It's not very simple.
So when Putin is saying that they're going to denazify Ukraine, are they basically saying that some of the Nazis are still involved in the government of Ukraine?
They're just referring to, you know, what they would call right-wing elements and nationalist elements that are not, you know, in favor of the Russians coming in again and running all their business.
AC, thanks for calling and sharing that. Anything else you want to get out there tonight? Go ahead.
It's kind of a slur, you know, but you run across that. If you look up Banderites, there's pretty good history.
So can you spell that, Banderites?
Banderites.
Thank you for the clue there. I appreciate it. And thanks for the call tonight, AC. Thanks for calling back, too, after the disconnect there. Definitely appreciate that. The number, if you want to join the show, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We do have other things to discuss coming up here tonight. Bonnie, you've got an update on the George Floyd situation. Apparently there's news about that. And also, Matt has the update on the Lightning Links, the people that are going, you know, facing time in prison for printing up artwork on some little pieces of metal. And what's going on with their case, that's all on the way. Plus, you can share your thoughts on Ukraine or whatever's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
PPR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.